Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Andrew's really leaning into the Prince today.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm at a club in the 90s.
I like Prince. I found a bunch of Prince in the folder, and I'm like, sure.
I like Prince a lot better than I thought I'd like Prince.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's really great.
To me, he was just the novelty.
Back in the day?
I see what he's doing.
Yeah.
And then probably, I don't know how many years ago it happened, but it feels to me like about 5 years ago, I saw his performance at the George Harrison thing where he played While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Yeah. I was like, holy hell.
Good as
so I went back and listened to his actual catalog.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I was never, it's not my style, like
Same.
His stuff, but he, I could listen to him play guitar all day.
Yeah.
He was a great guitarist.
His marketing did not always match his sound and his talent. You know, the quirkiness and the artist formerly known as, and the outfits and the, you know, Purple Rain with Morris Day and the Time or whatever.
Yeah.
And that stuff was often incongruent with what he actually, his music.
I think it lessened him.
It did.
It's what made him a star. But as a talent, I think it lessened him.
Yeah,
I can agree with that.
People in the business, though, everyone looked at him and went, jeez.
Yeah.
Like, you hear those stories from musicians when they're all getting together. Or, you know, I don't think he hadn't broken yet, right, when they did the We Are the World thing?
I don't know.
I don't think he had gotten big yet. But, like, he would have been one of the guys where everybody in the business, because everybody I've ever heard, rock people, pop people, they always like, he's a god. Prince is just different.
Oh, you guys want to hear some terrible movie news? Remember how hilarious it was and sad when in The Irishman, Robert De Niro is beating the storekeeper up.
Out front, yeah.
And he looks like he's 42, but he's beating him up like he's 82.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone says that he is seriously considering making a Rambo prequel, starring as himself, because the AI can make him 18.
That's cool. That's fun.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, I hope he does it. It'll just be good entertainment.
It might as well just be a video game then.
Yeah.
Because he can't move like that.
No.
So anything that's going to capture him moving is going to look ridiculous.
Which, if it's a Rambo prequel, it's going to be an action film.
Think about who John Rambo was. Special forces, badass, running through Vietnam, wasn't he kind of almost like a contract killer, right? Like, wasn't he kind of an assassin? So this guy's supposed to be, you're going to take a guy who, how old is Sly now? 70 something?
79.
And he's going to do that and they're going to make it look good. I mean, again, it's just a video game if you're going to do it all the way, because then it ain't even him doing it.
I bet you Wheeler's the first person in 25 years to say, think who John Rambo was.
I mean, he was basically painted to be the biggest badass on the planet.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but like de-aging 65 years.
Yeah.
Ain't going to sell anybody.
First Blood was an amazing movie.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, seriously, one of the best movies of that time period.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, you know, corny at times, but I think
it's the perfect amount of corny.
I agree.
I really do.
A little bit, you know, some stupid deputies and things like that. But it was, and it also, by the way, also had an interesting little message because at the time, the veterans coming back from Vietnam were treated terribly.
Brian Dennehy was great in that.
Yes, he was.
He was great in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a question for you guys and the people on the stream. Mm-hmm. What is the most important man-made object of all time? That's right. That's right.
Gun.
I'm going to say the computer.
Wow. Guns and computers.
I mean, if we're talking impactful, right? What has shaped the history of humankind more than anything else, it's got to be one of those two things. It's got to be either the gun. I honestly don't know which I would say is more. And car, I think, would be a close third
or
on
just,
that list.
Or actually, you could just, I don't know if you want to go one specific thing, but just like boats, cars, trains, like transportation.
Yeah.
The transportation might be the answer.
Yeah.
Like where you're not carrying things or just riding on a horse.
That's what makes us the country we are, is the ability to travel across the entire country in the span of a couple of hours.
I went farther back. I thought either the wheel.
Yeah, well.
Or medicine.
There's no transportation without a wheel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess if you want to go, if you really want to break it down to the baser level, then wheel would have to be first.
So my people.
How did it take so long to get to
like,
the wheel?
The Hulk, you mean?
How did it take so long?
I don't know.
I mean,
they just didn't
I know hindsight's 20/20, and I'm Monday morning quarterbacking now by thousands of years, but you see all these things rolling. I'm not sure why Clem wouldn't have just gone, what about this?
The answer might just be the simplicity of they didn't need it. Because you just lived where you were. You didn't have to move things or carry things. You just, where you were was it.
That's my kind of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ranged
I'm living
out
that in 2025.
You're like, that thing needs to move? No, it doesn't. We'll move.
Yeah. See, you ranged out from your cave to hunt in that area and then came back. You weren't worried about, like, I got to get this.
David Stamper's got a good one. Fire's a pretty big one.
Fire's
not
bad.
Fire is not man-made.
No, it's not an object.
But we learned how to control it, though. So the invention of creating a fire. But yeah, I mean, obviously fires can exist in nature.
Similarly, I kind of knew this.
Fire.
But when I hear things like this, it blows me away. There's a period of Earth's history, about 100 years, when the dinosaurs were here, that almost nothing changed. Like the flora and the fauna were almost exactly the same for 100 million years. Isn't that crazy?
I wonder when they would say that our current flora and fauna came
right.
about. Like, how long has it basically been the same thing
right.
here?
Yeah. I think
probably
that
not 100 million like years.
Every time I go to a beach, I think this was here easily 500 years ago, and no one was here. Was it here 5,000 years? Like those, just thinking back, like during that 100 million years when the dinosaurs were here, there were beaches. There were things that we have today.
Yeah.
That just reminded me how much I hated that movie 65.
was that the one with Adam Driver?
Yes. I always want to call him Adrian Brody.
Yeah.
But
I wanted that movie to be good.
I did too. That's another one I paid $19.99 for.
Yeah.
Excitedly, enthusiastically.
I wanted that and it could have been good.
It could have.
I don't know, why do they ruin movies?
Well, here's the thing. There's something wrong with us because the whole movie is about him saving a young child.
Right.
I didn't care.
Right.
She could have been eaten in the first two
That's
minutes
right.
by a velociraptor and I'd have been like,
right.
rock on.
Right.
Let's go fight some dinosaurs.
Right. That's where they missed it. They created a thing that really didn't need to be a part of the thing.
No. Agreed.
Made it worse.
I hate when a thing's part of a thing and doesn't need to be.
Yeah,
a part of
like, you know, like the whole thing, like every Jurassic Park movie's got to have kids. Okay, guys, can we not have an adventure with dinosaurs without some stupid kid doing some stupid thing? Oh, the kid's stowed away on the plane.
He always takes it up a notch, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Kind of lost track of it
by
the end.
To me, a lot of these big adventure movies, there's two things that they lose me on. It's things like that. It's including kids unnecessarily to create fake drama where you already have enough drama.
Mm-hmm.
And then making the love story a big deal in a drama that's already so big. Like, what's a, dang it. The Liv Tyler and Ben Affleck, the scene in
Armageddon.
The whole world's going to die. I don't care about these two people. I don't care. Why is that a part of the movie when it's not really a part of the story?
I am not an Armageddon guy, but I am a Deep Impact guy.
Okay, I like both of them, but yeah.
But my favorite scene in Deep Impact is when the asteroids hit and they're showing probably New York City.
Yeah, yeah.
And buildings are falling.
Yeah.
And there's a guy sitting next to a fountain reading a paper.
Yeah.
And he never looks up.
Yep.
The wave just hits him in the back.
Yep.
And every time I'm like, what? Are you reading about the asteroid?
I don't know.
Like, what? You're reading your horoscope?
Maybe he just figured there's no getting away. So
he's like, this is probably nothing to worry about, right? Whoa.
Figure out how that 401k is doing.
He's reading Beetle Bailey.
Yeah.
This is a
there's always something in those movies, too. You're like, why would I care about this little side thing when the whole world's going to end?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back, guys. Yeah. DGS on KMOX. Have a surprise couple of guests. Dr. Kathy Maupin and Dr. Rachel Sullivan from BioBalance Health are here cutting some commercials. And so we grabbed them to bring them on the air. It's great to see you.
Great to see you too, Dave. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. You are both beautiful women.
Thank you.
You look so good. You look so good. And Kathy, you said you just turned 70 last year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You gotta be kidding me.
I don't feel even like 50.
Good. That's
good
to know.
I feel healthy.
Yeah, I'll be there before too long, and it's good to know. You're setting the example.
I'm trying to. That's the idea.
Yeah.
I can't really. I mean, honestly, I do everything we do for our patients.
Right.
So I try to do it and not talk about it, but tell them to do something I wouldn't do. I do everything I tell my patients to do.
Yeah, usually when I see you, you're sneaking out of a treatment room.
Yeah.
And it's like you're running, running into the bathroom or something. I'm like, hey, Kathy.
Yeah, because you're already taken care of. We already figured you out.
Yeah. What are some of your favorites, like on the BioBalance Skin side?
Oh, I do M-Face. M-Face is like a facelift, but you just lie there for half an hour, and your face is lifted. It's visible. You do four treatments in a row. You don't need a facelift.
So sort of like M-Sculpt, but for your face.
Yes,
okay.
It is. It uses magnetism, but it also makes your skin a better texture.
Uh-huh.
So in any case, I do everything we have over next door. We got Moxie, which is a new thing.
BBL Moxie. That's
and my
favorite.
And I haven't done that, but Rachel can talk about that.
Yeah, talk about that, Rach.
So I've been doing the I'm turning 40 next month. So now I'm really trying to find
You're the next
time.
One.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly. Yeah. So I am turning my mother, sneaking into getting all the lasers and all the things I can possibly do to stay looking as young as possible.
Well, you could legit pass for 22.
Oh, yeah, you
thank
could.
You.
You really could.
Mm-hmm. I did get carted on an airplane.
There you go.
A couple months ago.
There you go.
I'm feeling pretty good about that.
I love that.
But not to make you guys feel bad, I think Wheeler could go to opening day at Mizzou and have me drop him off like my son, and everyone would accept him.
Yeah.
Like, just because of how I act.
If you put on shorts and a hoodie, you can pass for college.
I'd have to shave, though.
I don't know, but they
get
hear
that gray
his
beard.
Voice.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
He's got the just voice. Just a little just for men.
Very mature voice.
Yeah, I got old man voice. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. But I had that at 22, so.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So on the pellet side, has anything new and improved, or are we doing what we've been doing for years?
Oh, we do something. We add things all the time when we find needs for patients. So Rachel can tell you about. She's the family practice doctor. She adds the medical treatments that we do.
Yeah, so we obviously, we do hormone replacement therapy, and that's kind of our big bread and butter, but we really like to bring in a lot of different aspects for our healthcare. We like to really focus on longevity, disease prevention, and also modification of medications that you're currently on. Because sometimes you see your doctor, they put you on a blood pressure medication. They just put you on the same blood pressure medicine. They put every single person who's walked through the door for the past 30 years on the same drug. And what they don't know is so many things that we've researched. So, you know, your lisinopril is contributing to your erectile dysfunction and your fatigue and your weight gain. Did you know that? No. Well, maybe we should switch that. So we actually take what you're already on and we modify it so that you can be on something that works just as well, but doesn't come with the side effects. I think in primary care, a lot of times you're thinking you're fixing one thing and you're really breaking another, and then you get to fix that too. Mm-hmm. And what I loved about leaving that just only family practice aspect was that with BioBalance Health, not only can we fix what's broken, we are also not causing more damage, and we can look at the whole picture. What can we fix with hormone replacement and supplementation? What can we do about modifying your medications? What are our long-term goals? Maybe we don't even need to be on any of these medications long-term. Let's think about ways to make you as healthy as possible and get you off of things you don't need to be on, mm-hmm. and get you off of things that might be causing six other problems.
Yeah.
So we really like to look at the whole picture, and we can work with your primary care doctor, and we like to work together, and we really like to help modify. We like to also educate your primary care doctor. Maybe they had no idea that what they were doing was causing, like, that your statin was leading to your high blood sugars. Maybe they had no clue. Well, maybe if we have a discussion and we start talking about switching things, ordering different scans, their eyes will be open and they don't make those mistakes and errors in the future as well. So it's about fixing our patients and fixing the system.
You just shimmied when you said that. I've never seen that. That's awesome. I'm going to start throwing that in.
I just love it.
So if we can just close this deal now, we can.
Just a little shimmy.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. One thing I think is important that I try to get across in the live reads is that most people think they get a blood test and their testosterone is supposed to be at 500. It's only at 300. That's 200 gap. You need testosterone. Some places probably do that, but yours is so comprehensive. Like for me, as an example, I think my testosterone was in the 700s. So I thought I was going to be a donor, but my, my free testosterone, what my body used, was low. Mm-hmm. And so it's more nuanced than people think it is.
I had a male patient come in last week. And he gave me the best compliment after we talked about everything. I diagnosed three other things he didn't know he had. And I told him how we were going to treat it. And we talked about nutrition. And he said, I don't think I've ever had a real medical exam before.
I get
this
that.
Is my first time of understanding what's going on. And everything was talked about.
Yeah.
That was my best compliment.
Yeah. It's a big question. But both of you being medical doctors, do you feel like... Like, where are we in healthcare? Are we on the precipice of, like, science fiction? Are we still kind of fighting with the old school? Like, I know you guys are on the pointy edge of things.
Mm-hmm. I think there has been a turn. I also did just see an article yesterday that if we just focused on preventive care, it was a massive study, that we could save $2.2 trillion a year in healthcare costs. And that was the headline of, you know, my medical document, like my articles for the day. And I thought, okay, listen, like at least it's at the top. Usually those things are kind of tucked at the bottom and nobody even thinks about them. So it's like, there is information that is getting out there and people are really starting to change. I will say that when Dr. Maupin started, that everyone, you know, everyone's like, what's testosterone replacement? What's hormone replacement? You're a woman. You don't need testosterone. What are you doing? And she got a lot of pushback and she really had to take a lot of, you know, she had to really, really fight. Now, when I see patients, I have a patient who comes to our practice and receives hormone replacement therapy in every single specialty of medicine. I have primary care. I have OBGYNs. I actually have oncologists, rheumatologists, neurologists, urologists, cardiologists, you name an ologist, I have them as a patient. And they will tell my favorite urologist, he tells people, he says, listen, if you're going to get testosterone replacement, you cannot go anywhere other than BioBalance. He said, when I see patients from BioBalance, it is because they've screened you before, they found something wrong, and they've sent you to me to get this figured out. He says, that's when I see your patients, is before you've even seen them, because you want to make sure that they are safe and you want to make sure that they are healthy. And if they're not, you can have you can send them to a specialist. He said, that's why I started seeing you guys, is because the people I was seeing were people who haven't even seen you yet. Yeah. And he goes, I see people who have problems from their testosterone replacement from a million places here in St. Louis all of the time. He said, for you, it's your screening. I'm not seeing him because of things you've caused. I'm seeing things that you've caught early. He said, it's amazing. And he says, that's why I tell every single patient, if they're going to come, if they really want testosterone replacement or hormone replacement therapy, the only place to go is BioBalance Health, because we really do the right screenings. We really make sure you're a good candidate, and we make sure we really modify every single risk factor for your entire life.
And in closing, let me speak to the guys. I know you can feel sheepish about it. Like, oh, I don't need that. I'm every bit of man I was at 20, or going to get Botox or a chemical peel on the skin side. Everyone there is there for the same thing. When I go to get my pellets, there are usually 6 or 7 people out there, half men, half women. Same thing on BioBalance Skin side. So don't feel the least bit sheepish at all.
There's half men because of you.
Well, thank you. What can't I do? I'm responsible for half the erections in St. Louis.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to you. Every Monday and Friday, we talk to Bernie Mikulas. He joined us now. Hello, Bern.
Happy Friday to you.
So, Bern, as you may or may not know, I'm Scottish, and I'm quite emotional, as the guys will tell you. And yeah. I was watching your TikToks last night, and I wrote down on my show sheet, Bernie, so that I could tell you, because people shouldn't have to wait till they're dead to hear nice things. You are so good at what you do. You have been a treasure of St. Louis for decades.
That's awfully nice. I don't know what to say. Thank you. Coming from you, that's especially meaningful, my friend.
Yeah, it's just true. It's just true. Like, every time I see your face pop up, I watch it because you're so smart. Like, you just, you rarely say something where I'm like, yeah, I could have figured that out walking to the grocery store. Like, it's it's always something like, damn, I didn't think about that angle. So just, yeah, compliments to you.
Well, I appreciate it. One of the things I try to do, you know, and there's a lot of bloviating, and I bloviate at times, but one thing, I guess this comes from my newspaper background, right? I always try to support everything I say in a podcast, on this show, wherever, with facts. I mean, a strong base of facts. I don't just run my mouth for the sake of running my mouth. So I try to have some depth to it. And most of the time I do. Sometimes, you know, I'm not as good. It doesn't turn out as well as I had hoped, but the effort's always there to try to reinforce my opinion with actual facts.
Yeah, you and Wheeler have that in common. One thing I don't hear a lot of sports guys say is, I was doing some research last night.
That's right.
You just don't. I mean, it's more like, I'm going to shoot from the hip and I'm going to give you a hot take.
Hey, I just, real quick, because of that, and this is a shameless plug, but I want people to watch it, even though when I tell them how long the video is, they're going to like cringe. But you can break it up and watch it in three different parts. I wanted to do a video about John Mozeliak, and I did, STL Sports Central. In fact, I just got notice from one of the guys at the office that it just got posted. Now, this baby is 60 minutes long, but like I said, watch it in like three parts. You can also speed it up on YouTube where I sound like a chipmunk or whatever, you know. So, but I thought with Mo's final home series, I wanted to take a long view perspective of his career in St. Louis, and really – his career in St. Louis was truly outstanding. The last 3 years were a drag, no doubt about it. But what this man did for the franchise when he came here with Walt Jocketty in 95 until right to this day, most of it was outstanding. There's some disappointment baked in, but, you know, news bulletin, news flash, that happens to every franchise. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't win like 30 years in a row, like uninterrupted. Overall, Mozeliak, it was an incredibly prominent role in one of the great runs in St. Louis Cardinals franchise history.
I agree. I don't know Mo like you guys know him, but I hope I get to shake his hand and thank him personally just for the enjoyment, you know, just outside of sports radio, just like, hey, as a fan, thanks.
And I want a big thing I threw in the video too is this. I said, look, people can do what they want. But St. Louis baseball fans have a great reputation for the longest time of being classy. I can't tell you how many managers, players, front office executives through the years, you know, I talked to and said, these fans here are unbelievable. I mean, when one of our guys makes a great play, they stand up and applaud as if he's a Cardinal. They appreciate baseball. They love baseball. And I'm so proud that St. Louis has that outstanding reputation. I would hate to see it smudged. I would hope to see that reputation for class downgraded if for some reason people decide this is the time to boo John Mozeliak.
Totally.
He's going to throw out the first ceremonial first pitch from what I'm told.
Oh, nice.
And the thing of it is, show some class, and I expect they will. You know, you don't let 3 years that frustrated the heck out of all of us. You don't, that doesn't cancel or erase all the years before it, going back to 1995? Are you kidding me? Have some class. Maintain the reputation of St. Louis baseball as the classiest fan base in the majors. Please do that for all of us.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I really wish, Bernie, we could get, especially with somebody that's had a long tenure, because, again, nobody argues that a change is necessary now. And I guarantee you, Mo believes it, too.
He does.
And he's talked about it. And, you know, like, people in those positions do realize those things, that sometimes it's just time. But we understand that with players, right? Players will eventually decline because it's physical. The body will always lose to Father Time. But every front office person, every manager, every coach, there's always a time when it's done, when it's time to do something else or move on. And that's what it is.
Unless I've talked to Mo,
and Mo, from his heart, you know, it told me that it was time, and he feels that, you know, for him to still stay here, even though he loves his job, he feels it's a disservice to the franchise, because he's always just going to be in the middle of a firestorm and people going nuts, and it's going to be hard to repair the relationship with the fans. And by the way, the fans are entitled to be disappointed by the last 3 years, but I mean, it's just amazing when I went back and did a review last night of all the great trades and all of the great moves, what he did to put that 2011 team together. Since he became the actual head of the baseball office in 2008, I mean, they have one of the top five winning percentages in Major League Baseball, even with these last 3 years baked in. And since he became the top guy in 2008, the only teams, even with these last three seasons baked in, the only franchises that has appeared in more postseasons are the Dodgers and the Yankees. I mean, so I'm no angel. I've been obsessing over the last 3 years.
Sure,
don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But you got to take a step back at some point when a guy's leaving the job and saying goodbye. You got to step back and say, wait a minute. Let's take the historical view, because 30 years, it, you know, means a lot more than 3 years, because it's 30 years. And Mozeliak was a constant in what has been such just incredible baseball over that long period of time.
Yeah. And again, there, you know, it's just, we have to be able to just separate two separate things,
right?
The present and then the legacy. Those are different things. And, You know, so you mentioned he took over in 2008. Obviously, they lost in the division series, swept by the Dodgers in 2009. 2010 was just okay, not special, but no playoffs. But then it's World Series, NLCS, World Series, NLCS. I mean, and then another division series, no losing seasons during how many periods, 5 year periods in Cardinals history, do they have a World Series, another World Series appearance, World Series win, another World Series appearance, and two NLCS appearances?
Well, I don't know that specific answer, but I do know this.
It's not many.
With him as the general manager, they set a franchise record by making the playoffs five consecutive seasons.
Yeah.
And from 2011, those five seasons, 2011 through 2015, they led the major leagues in regular season wins and postseason wins, and to what you just said, two pennants, a World Series, and two NLCS appearances.
Yeah.
Okay. These last 3 years have been crummy. Does that mean the guy was a bum? Like, he should be booed Sunday? That's ridiculous.
No, it is. It's totally ridiculous. And by the way, for the answer for everybody, you have to go back to the 30s and 40s to find things that are even remotely close to that or better than that. And obviously, that Jocketty era was that too, Bernie. And we just got done inducting Walt Jocketty into the Cardinals Hall of Fame, and a very well-deserved induction to the Hall of Fame, because his time period when he was in charge until he was let go looked just like what we talked about the first 7, 8, 9, 10 years of Mo's tenure.
Mm-hmm. And Mo was with them the entire time, too.
Right,
and Walt Jocketty had many conversations about Mo with Walt Jocketty. And Walt Jocketty, you know, really mentored him starting in Colorado, and they moved here to the Cardinals operation in 1995. And Jocketty taught Mozeliak many, many things. And Jocketty had such great confidence in Mo. He put him in charge of the draft for a couple of years before he then made him the assistant general manager. And the 2 years where Mo was running the draft, his two best picks were a couple of guys named Pujols and Molina. I think they're pretty good. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I'm pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's sign off on that.
So, you know, and then, you know, you think about some of the other pieces that he acquired. I've actually had clowns say, like, well, I don't understand why you people in the media give him credit for 2011. He didn't have anything to do with it. Oh, okay. Well, I guess that means that Matt Holliday walked here on his own. Nobody traded for him. I guess that means that Lance Berkman hitchhiked to St. Louis. Nobody traded for him before 2011. I guess that means that it must have been a janitor or something that traded Colby Rasmus to Toronto in a three-team deal where the Cardinals got their rotation fixed and their bullpen fixed with one move.
Yeah.
I guess when he got Rafael Furcal late in the 2011 season to upgrade the shortstop position, I guess somebody snuck into the Cardinals' office and made that trade behind his back. You know what? And I seem to remember. I'm laying on the sarcasm. I apologize. I seem to remember that there was a guy named Freeze that did a couple things in the 2011 postseason. I think that's his name. He was acquired in the first trade John Mozeliak ever made as the boss. When Jim Edmonds requested a trade, they traded him to the Padres. They got a third base prospect named David Freese. I think David Freese had a pretty good postseason in 2011.
Yeah, I say pretty big part of that.
but I got people right now who would email me and say, "Well, Mo didn't have anything to do with that stuff." Oh, okay, yeah.
Hey, real quick. So slight left turn, Dave Glover style.
Sure.
College football weekend. So Mizzou, I think, has a big game. It's not blockbuster because South Carolina lost last week, but I think they're dangerous, and Mizzou's been playing great. And then we got Illinois and Indiana. And if you had said like 5 years ago that that's going to be one of the best games in a given week and they're both ranked teams, people would have been like, sure, you sure you're okay? But they are. They're legitimately two good teams, and the local sport football teams are playing important games this weekend.
What I think it shows with both programs is that, listen, sometimes it's really hard. It's really hard to hire the right coach. And you try, you take swings and miss, you try again. Illinois have hired a great coach for exactly what they wanted to be and the style that they want to play. They hired a great coach in Brett Bielema.
Yep.
And the things that they do well, very physical, loaded defensively with talent and experience. And they have an excellent quarterback in Luke Altmyer, and they can go into any stadium, including Indiana. Sorry, Tom Ackerman. I'm not saying that they will win, but basically, Illinois can go into any venue, and they can just wear the other team down for four quarters because they're so strong and they're so physical, and they never let up. And under Bielema, they tend to get off to like a little bit of slow starts, like when they were at Duke a few weeks ago. But over four quarters, man, it's just they pound you and pound you and pound you, and most of the time you succumb. With Drinkwitz, this is a guy who's one of the best coaches in America at work in the transfer portal. And he's an excellent, relentless recruiter of high school kids, too. But the point, I was talking to, you know, a couple of analysts about this. They say, you know, he doesn't get the credit as a roster builder, because it's like the SEC is snobby. You know, well what's Mizzou? I still don't know why Mizzou's in this conference. You know, that kind of thing. And they don't really give him credit because the snobbery in that conference kind of looks down on Mizzou, even now. But he says that this guy gets great players, you know, in the normal high school recruiting. He's one of the very top five, six guys in the nation in terms of he loses guys in the transfer portal, but then he plugs in guys that are even better. And this is the first time, even since this includes Gary Pinkle, who I revere, this is the first time Mizzou's ever had the kind of program, if that they lose premium talent, it doesn't make them collapse because he's got more premium talent ready to plug in. It's never been this good in that context.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, kind of a short segment here because we went pretty long there with Bernie Mikulas. In genetics, a study has found that the same gene that gave us fingers and toes also allowed fish to evolve and have butts.
So our fingers and toes are related to fish butts?
I didn't know fish had butts.
Well, they have to. They poop.
I guess I'm thinking more of like a butt.
I get you the
like
shape.
Like a sweet butt.
Like a BBL.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm picturing. A bass with a couple of cantaloupes back there.
It's a bass with ass. This is what happens when Rachel's not here.
I know. It's starting to fall apart.
We just get dumber and dumber as it goes.
Grouper with a dumper.
A snapper with a crapper. Woo! When's she back?
No, I don't think she is.
If Steve's listening, not soon enough.
I don't think she is.
She might hear this and go, well.
I went by the office earlier and her whole desk was cleaned out.
In space news, once we have a moon base, we'll use it to mine resources. And corporations already want in on the action. A company in Finland just bid over $300 million on their rights to underground helium on the moon.
Huh. I know that there's been a lot of talk about that, and a lot of people who believe in deep space exploration, Mars, or even, I mean, like further, believe that we need to be able to launch from basically the moon.
Like Ad Astra.
Right.
The Brad Pitt movie.
Or if not the moon, somewhere like out there so that you don't have to use as much to just get going.
In Ad Astra, they would go to the moon.
Yeah.
Fly to Mars.
Yep.
And then launch from Mars to the outer regions.
Yeah. Wonder if we're ever going to build a space elevator.
That's the scariest thing I can imagine.
Yeah, remember that in Foundation?
Yes.
Yeah. How is it
scariest thing I can imagine?
How's it going to like stand up while we build it?
It stays. Technology and stuff.
No,
it's smart guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.